is torn away. Happy times from long ago, all the things we used to know. Broken dreams and alibis, forever locked in this goodbye. Now it's time to say goodnight. Be sure that you shut out the light. And one more thing, please close the door.
WMFO, yeah, definitely a different sound. Different sound. I'm gonna have to listen to the rest of that record. I haven't had a chance to listen to it all. It's a little harder to find.
Yeah.
Than this one.
It is, and it's also it's a repeated listen kind of thing, I think, and the way it's put together, there's a lot of layers in it. I mean, Greg really did a great job on that record, and there's some songs on there. I mean, there's things that are in our live set, like Everything. You know, we were doing Him for a while. We played Tattoo for a little bit, but it's an interesting record. A lot of different little bits and pieces in it.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear it and play something from it as well, because it deserves to be heard. You know. All right. So this is WMFO Medford, 10:01 in the morning. Mike here with Garrett from Feed Fossil. Now, before we say goodbye, let's just remind everybody that you're going to be back here with a full band on September 24th.
That's right.
Down in Studio D.
All will be revealed, flaws and everything.
Nah, it'll be fine. We'll have Sean the engineer here. We'll be fine. You know, we'll have a full interview kind of like with the whole band. We won't talk to you at all. We learned everything we need to know about you. And Hollapalooza rescheduled to September 10th.
Yes.
I had seen that you had something scheduled also in October. Is that still a thing?
We do. So the 15th, we're going to do the Square Root in Roslindale.
Love that place.
With Modern Day Idols. They've invited us to jump on that bill. And then the 29th, it's the Red on Red Halloween extravaganza at the French Club.
Oh, I know where that is.
Which is like it's a lot of fun. That show is great. David Minahan does the sound.
He's right across the street, isn't he?
Right across the street. Yeah. It's a nice room. The beers are cheap. It's a good take. Lots of parking.
The beers are cheap. That's the takeaway. Yeah, it's a nice big room. It's I was there. I saw Justine there, and
I'll do whatever it takes to get people to come.
Yeah. You know who we saw there was Led Zeppelin. Came back from the pandemic.
Oh, yeah,
we saw them there.
Yeah.
It's a great room. It really is. Plenty of parking, cheap beer, as you said.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for playing the record and
thank you for putting out such a great
what
record.
We do. You know, it's great. We'd be nowhere without DJs. So,
and don't you forget it.
Yeah, I never will. Never ever will.
All right, thank you, Garrett. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Mike. Thank you very much.
So it's WMFO in Medford. I'm going to continue here at 10:03 in the morning with another local band called the Bugs, BUGS, just like you'd think. And one of their two brothers reached out to me, Barry Solani, and he told me that he heard about WMFO in this show because we'd been playing a lot of Johnny Barnes. If you listen here, you've heard a lot of Johnny Barnes records, which is great. And he said, my dad used to play with Johnny in the first incarnation of the Johnny Barnes band back in 1970, and we have this band called The Bugs. Would you play our stuff? So this is brand new from them. It's called Over You. It's brand new noise at WMFO.
Gone. on the case till I get over you.
It's summer night, wind blowing gently through cloudy sky. I see that moon shining in your eyes, hypnotized. I'm hypnotized. Yeah, hypnotized. Together.
mercy on my ears, will you?
10:21 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. Hi there. How are you? I'm Mike. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much for being here. It's WMFO, and let me tell you what we played in that that last set. A lot of local music in there, and a lot of not local music. What's your point, Mike? Let's see. A new noise was from The Bugs, who I told you the story of when we first started the set. Barry Solani, one of the two brothers in there, told us about his band. That was Over You. Owen Beverly was the second song of the set, and wow. I mean, I remembered that song. I heard it over the past couple of weeks, and I'm like, that sounds familiar. And I finally looked it up, and I heard it on Entourage, that old HBO series. And Owen Beverly is a guy that grew up in Mississippi. In 2003, he put out that EP called The Drunk Lover, and that was from Mia, that's called. And it's, the chords and the voice just grabbed me. Another artist who nobody knows who he is, but he's so talented. Again, Owen Beverly for Mia was that one. The great Bob Weir was in the third song of the set. And in 2004, he had a record called Kingfish that was Hypnotize. This one's interesting. This one was a band called Psychic Temple, who I've never heard of, but it was a collaboration with somebody called Mike Watt, who I do know. He's a very well-known bass player, plays in a lot of punk bands, and he's just a great bass player, collaborated with Cy Kemple on that track in 2016 called You, from the record, it's a Roman numeral 3. Again, Psychic Temple with Mike Watt, You Ain't a Star, and Boston's own Nervous Eaters, a brand new single that we, I think, debuted here about 3 weeks ago when Adam Sherman was here. That's their new single called Wild Eyes. All right, the next new noise is another Boston band. They're called Gymnasium, and this is named Hanson's Poppin' Rock Music 22 for Charles Hanson. And Charles Hanson is a local musician who is just at the top of his game. He just does incredible stuff, both from a songwriting point of view and a performance point of view. So this is a whole collaboration of songs under the band name Gymnasium, a lot of local luminaries on this record. And this is a single from that record called Self Help, and it's new noise at WMFO.
Can you Chuffin.
Take the time to ask you to speak up.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Baby, I feel good. From the moment.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? 10:41 in the morning. It's a beautiful, hot Saturday morning here in New England. It is July 23rd, and coming up promptly at 11 a.m. is something about the women with the lovely Jane today from 11 to 1. From 1 to 4, it's Brian Young's Crash Course for the Ravers, and at 4 o'clock, it's Vince Magazzini and Acoustic Ceiling. Lots of good stuff here at WMFO, so keep it tuned if you can. We'd love to entertain you throughout the day. Let me tell you what I played in that very last set. It was Boston's own Gymnasium from the brand new release called Hanson's Pop and Rock Music 22. It's Charles Hanson, and that was Self Help. Second song that I set was Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros from 2003's record called Streetcore. That was Get Down Moses. Billy Preston, third song of the set, from 2010, remastered version of his great record called Encouraging Words. That was a cover of the Beatles' I've Got a Feeling. And of course, Billy Preston played with the Beatles. You know, he recorded with them. I'm not enough of a Beatles fan, I guess, to understand. They didn't play live a lot, so I don't know if he did. I think he was on the rooftop, that infamous rooftop performance. But Billy Preston, always impressive with his keyboard playing, singing, and performance in general. Flo and Eddie was the fourth song of the set from 1976's Moving Targets record. That was Eleanor. And Ray Davies, along with Alex Chilton, a record in 2010 called See My Friends. That was Till the End of the Day, covering Kinks, of course. And just a great version of that on a Ray Davies solo record, again, featuring Alex Chilton. Okay, next new noise is from Jesse Malin. This is a brand new single from his forthcoming effort. This one is new noise. It's called Keep on Burning. New noise at WMFO.
We never saw the sky, or tried a thousand times. The places I had been, you'd never know the way I live. She took me to her room. I think I had too much too soon. And when she held me near, I tell you, man, I had no fear. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Found some comfort there. I was out of control, I was living alone. I was lighting a match for the wishes I'd blown. Feelings free, and even though the world was blue, we did the best that we could do. A little white light and a little white noise. There's something in the world they can't destroy. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through this. Keep on burning.
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
I saw my mother this morning, walking down the Lonesome Road. She tried to make it in due time for the heaven doors closed. Tried to make it in due time for the heaven doors closed. But I heard a man
wake me up, shake me.
Come on, children,
don't let me sleep too long. That lonesome road.
WMFO in Medford, 10:58 in the morning. I'm Mike. It's about time for me to get out of here. So that last set consisted of New Noise, starting us off with Jesse Malin, called Keep On Burning. Going way back to 1969 for the second track, Shocking Blue, that was Love Machine. Stupidity from Stockholm, Sweden, our buddies. Waking Up the Band was the record, that's the title track, featuring the great Keith String. And they're coming here in October, by the way, they're playing here. And the Blues Project finished us off just now from 2010's Projections, sounding just like the old classic 60s stuff that was Wake Me, Shake Me. All right, I'm Mike. Thank you so much for listening. Stay cool. Really appreciate it. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll be back next week at 9. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned for Jane and something about the women. WMFO.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.